This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A humanitarian truce between Armenia and Azerbaijan is now in place in a new attempt to quell nearly 3 weeks of fighting over a disputed region. The ceasefire went into effect after a major escalation that saw a missile strike kill 13 people, including small children, in the Azerbaijani city of Ganja. Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a ceasefire after 11 hours of talks mediated by Russia last week, but then both accused each other of violating the deal. A suspect shot dead by French police after the beheading of a teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Chechen refugee who was unknown to intelligence services. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
French police have arrested 9 people after a suspected Islamist sympathizer beheaded a schoolteacher on the street of a Paris suburb on Friday. Police sources said. Investigators were trying to establish whether the attacker, who was shot dead by police, had acted alone or had accomplices. His victim, a history teacher, had earlier this month shown his pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a lesson on freedom of expression. President Emmanuel Macron visited the scene on Friday evening and called the incident Islamist terrorism.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. The Iranian Foreign Ministry says a 5-year U.N. embargo on arms sales to and from Iran was lifted early Sunday in line with a 2015 landmark nuclear deal. October 18th had been set out under the terms of the 2015 deal, struck with major world powers as the deadline for several previous U.N. resolutions. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets in a wave of protests across Bangkok and other Thai cities on Saturday, this in defiance of a government crackdown following 3 months of demonstrations. This is VOA News.